Yes, if there are no objections from the board, I would like to support an act that we move now on Sherner's proposal, if Terry Goodman agrees, to begin functioning as parliamentarian during this meeting and to join the board at this table, unless there are any objections.
I'll second Margaret's motion.
Under the rules of order, the parliamentarian cannot be an officer position because there are no officers allowed other than what are authorized under the bylaw. The role of a parliamentarian, either a parliamentarian of the body or as personal parliamentarian, is going to be pretty much the same in giving private advice to the chair. If it's the body's parliamentarian, the parliamentarian can be called upon to give advice to the body, which might not necessarily be just for the meeting. If the chair or any member can have a personal parliamentarian without you guys voting on it. Okay. So if Steve wants to ask me to be his parliamentarian, he doesn't have to ask your permission. He can just ask me and I'll do it.
By all means.
Okay, I'd like to nominate Israel Foyer as vice chair.
Second.
Are the nominations open now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I
stay
the other 5 minutes?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yes. I would accept only on the condition that if I want to be in the PNB and the candidate, I would be allowed to do both. Otherwise, I would not want to be. Well, you're not the authority. I'm just saying that I would use the nomination with appreciation unless that would be the case.
In the past, what we have done, and I propose that this would be an appropriate case to do that, is that we can have the election for vice chair, and then he can run for P&B, and if he is successful in P&B, then the runner-up to Israel then serve as vice chair, so that he doesn't have to make this choice at this point, because there's no, he hasn't been elected. So that's my proposal to solve this problem.
Are there any other nominations for vice chair?
No, Dave is going to be here in a few minutes, but you know we could continue in his absence.
Are there any other nominations? That is the question.
May I make a nomination?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Chris since he ran for chair.
I'm going to decline.
Just for time reasons.
Dave Edelman did speak to me on the phone, and he said that if he were nominated, he would accept.
Excellent.
Yeah, I booked him on the phone just a moment ago, and he said if he were nominated, he would accept.
He
said he would accept running.
He's running against you.
Could you accept the nomination?
He withdraw.
Are you drawing or? Is
you accept? No, I want to run for the PNB definitely.
You can run for this.
If that's acceptable legal, that's fine.
In the bylaws, it says officers of the board, and that includes vice secretary, cannot concurrently serve as foundation directors. If you get elected as vice president, you can resign and become a foundation director. So if you want to run, you can run. You're running against Dave Adelson for vice chair currently. That's what we're at.
So you can run about. You accept the nomination.
mean, no. No, I don't. I want to vote for the PNB for sure. No, I'm a big
one.
I called a question.
Second.
We haven't finished nominating people.
Are there any other nominations for vice chair? Stop, Jen.
I nominate.
Pardon?
I'm only the treasurer. I know, but we're hoping to have another treasurer.
But I can't be nominated.
She said now she has already been extended.
Now, look, would you please be quiet? I have enough trouble hearing without
your voice.
Because you are so loud, I'm trying to hear another member of the board.
Jan, I'm sorry, I could not hear you.
I nominated Summer Reese. Okay, thank you.
Is that allowable to concurrently still be the treasurer and be nominated for vice chair? I don't think it is, because we're not having treasurer elections today. So I don't think I can accept.
Stephen, I think you could let Karen sit down.
I nominate Lamont Yakin to be vice chair.
I said
secretary already.
Can you
be both?
No, but I have to be acting secretary for the moment.
Okay. So, looking at the election here, solid.
So we've got 25 seconds until the election. My affirmation.
I'd like him to speak first.
No, I'm going to have to decline the nomination, but thank you for considering it.
I'd like to ask if maybe someone wanted to self-nominate themselves or are interested in being chair.
Vice chair.
I move to extend time for 5 minutes.
Second.
Point of information. Yes. Who are the names you have now? Is
one.
It clear?
That's it.
Only one.
And you.
And time is up.
No,
time.
I will.
Time
Mr. Chair,
5 minutes.
Mr. Chair, I will reconsider my.
Call the question.
Mr. Chair, I will reconsider my declining for the vice chair nomination.
Okay.
Second on the call the question.
He had his hand up when she was saying that.
And I asked to have it continue.
And I thought
I said we could.
Thank you.
Time is
expended.
Under the circumstances, I will reconsider my recusal, and I would be pleased and honored to be vice chair working with you, Steve.
Okay.
Now call the question.
All right.
As time is up, I think we should call this question on this item and vote.
Can we roll that in?
Point of order. I believe that you call for closing the nomination to make sure that there are no others. Okay, I'd like to close the nomination.
Second.
Would you read then who the nominees are before you close the nomination? We know what we're talking about. A little confusing to some people.
Okay, we have Dave Adelson, correct?
Correct.
And Chris Conlon.
Correct. That's it.
Yep. Do you have listener comments?
We have 5 minutes just a
minute
ago. How'd that happen?
Yeah.
Looks like
Doug's hands
up.
Any listener comments?
I'm
doing
it.
Have
we extended time
by
5 minutes?
We did.
We did extend time by 5 minutes. Yeah. So
some of you know my history on two elected terms on the Acton County Council. I'm now Secretary of the Foundation. Blah, blah, blah. I serve in this thing. I also chair a lot of Quaker meetings that go back over 200 years before nature. How we make our decisions go back over 200 years before major.
Who wrote the book?
Robert Barber wrote the book. Okay. My point is that in our analysis and in the Robert's rules that I've served under 4 or 5 times in the last 10 years, or 20, 15 years, the chair has very little to say. It's carefully structured, so the chair has virtually no comment and no vote except to decide it's fine. That's very important because the chair has too much power, and that's why it's structured that way. And I think that's why this last year was difficult,
because the chair had a lot to say. And I consider Adelson a lost friend, and I'm glad that he's participating now. But he had too much to say. That's it. I don't want to.
Yes, real quickly. There was a reason before some of you did not come in. You have just come in. I spoke of the wise and neutrality by Mr. Weatherwax over Mr. Condon was imperative, which is why he was just nominated chair. I urge everybody here to support Mr. Adelson, and I agree with you, Doug. He has a lot to say, but he's a man that understands the rules, and he has been with his body for a long time, and he is, I think he has the energy.
Okay. I also support Dave Adelson, and I hope that the board will elect him, but we'd like to address a question to Chris, because it does seem he declined, and then he considered that based upon some considerations. I would like to ask you, what are those reconsiderations?
That the board have a choice of more than one nominee, and my declining was based on time considerations only.
Yeah. I don't believe
speaking
in support of Dave Adelson. Dave Adelson is not an Aniwa. He is not solidly lined up with either faction, and the man has tons of experience. Not only as chair of this board, but as chair of the Pacific National Board. He should not ask for a better vice chair.
I agree. Dave has a particular expertise in the new initiative, the digital initiative, and issues around that, including issues with programmers, because he's also been a programmer. So I would urge the board to continue to use that and take advantage of that experience and knowledge.
Move to vote.
I actually have questions about the forthrightness of both candidates, but I'm going to address this specifically to honesty. In the previous campaign statement that Mr. Condon made, he said he would be honest and impartial. And then after the election, he immediately said, no, he would not have been honest and impartial. So I would like to point that that was a candid admission by the candidate, and I hope that the members of this board will take that into account, that this is a person who will immediately turn his face and turn his colors. Thank you.
I didn't have the pleasure or lack thereof of attending last month's meeting, so I really didn't get to see what happened. But I've gotten to experience the rest of this board the entire previous year, so I don't think that his comments were dishonest or lacking, we're partial. I think that many members feel that certain members cause a tremendous amount of disruption on this board, and he was simply stating that he wouldn't tolerate it. So I don't think we can accuse someone's honesty for saying they wouldn't put up with something that I think everyone agrees was intolerable at the last meeting. Thank you.
All the questions?
Second.
If you want, go ahead.
I simply want to say that we all know that last time was last.
And
we had Rico's comment that
2 minutes to spend. Okay, so we can vote everybody
in
second on that?
Second.
Mr. Yates, I want to correct you here. We had LFP comments before the public comments. Mm-hmm. Now they're coming back to LFP comments.
These are questions on new candidates.
We need to call the question now. When Johnson started out talking again, then followed by someone else, we had LFP comments
on the
we go back and forth?
Parliamentarian.
Can we go back and
forth? Excuse me, we need a motion to extend time.
I simply wanted to say here that last time's meeting had its problems. The problems, as our previous chair said, came from both sides of the spectrum here, sad to say. I want to point out that whoever is vice chair will be in a position to chair meetings. And I'd like to point out that Dave not only has extensive experience going back to the local advisory board of doing that, but has chaired the PNB. And I think, frankly, we are honored that he's willing to be our vice chair.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Not
call a vote. If we still have time?
We have time to vote.
Okay.
Call the question, please.
Okay. Can we vote? If there is no objection, can we vote for vice chair?
Yeah.
I have a point of order. Steve? I have a point of order.
Yeah.
I think that we need to look at the times that are required for two critical items and stop extending time. We have to elect our delegates to the PNB, and we have 2 hours scheduled for the continuation of the OMB meeting. I would like to recommend that we do not extend any more time, so we can get the business that we have to get done and done.
Second that.
Okay. You got a motion, Chairman?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you move? Do you have a second for us?
Second.
Everybody in favor of Chairman's motion?
No, I'm not. Are we voting?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Everybody in favor of Chairman's motion?
Yes, it is.
People are doing
the
votes right now. They do not pay
attention.
Yeah, okay. We're
in
the vote.
We're in a vote.
During this meeting, and that we accept the results of the vice chair election during the delegate election, that we move to begin the delegate a meeting.
If there's no objections, can we take a vote on that?
No,
we
need to
count.
So, welcome and acknowledgement.
The delegate meeting is now come to order.
We'll call the roll again?
Yeah.
I think we do.
Is that
the delegate meeting?
It doesn't say roll call.
We should add that under acknowledgement and welcome.
Mr. Chair, I request that you call the meeting to order and that the members participating in this meeting not speak without being recognized by the chair. We've just got a lot of crosstalk and chit-chat by the same couple of individuals.
Excuse me, was this business directed or otherwise?
Please.
Honor what Chris says, please. I agree with that.
Well, I agree with it, except that it's advice he rarely takes himself.
Okay, but at this moment, I want us to concentrate on what we're doing right now. Point of order. Roll call for the delegate meeting.
Point of order, there's no roll call. Cody could have given it.
I move to approve the agenda with an amendment.
Mr. Chair, I call the member to order for the second time.
You made a motion?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion for the body here. I don't know what else to do.
Mr. Chair, I move that we amend the agenda to include a calling of the roll for each delegate.
Second.
How many times are there any objections? 2 minutes
to the item?
Yes. We're going to call a roll, right? Okay, Grace Aaron?
Here.
Jonathan Alexander?
Present.
Yolanda Angiano?
Yes.
Chris Condon?
Present. Calling the roll. Chris,
calling the roll. Up
here.
Israel Fuhrer?
Here.
Jonah Block?
Here.
Dan Goodman?
Here.
Ian Johnston? Martina Juarez? Tracy Logan? Holly Lester?
Here.
John T. Cleveland?
Here.
Rosa Porter?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
Here.
Leslie Radford?
Here.
Summer Reese?
Here.
Rita Ross?
Present.
Donna Warren?
Here.
Gabriella Woods? Yosha Manaka?
Here.
And Lamont Newton?
Here.
Okay. All right. We have the results for our new vice chair. Chris Condon, 11. And Dave Nine for the first time in is our new guys.
I look forward to it with Reggie.
I'll
come sit next to you, Pam, and that's what I have to go for the rest
of
the
time.
Are you hiding right now?
Okay.
I'd like to move that we approve the agenda as on the sheets that you have.
Second.
Item 5 was already due to get moved out of there. Just the second session, just for the delegates.
Just the internal delegates.
Okay,
why is there approval of minutes in this session? I have a question. Why is there approval of minutes for the delegates? Are we going to get last year's minutes?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have.
Jack, yeah.
Approval of minutes.
I'll move over one seat.
Thank you, Yosh. There you go. Thank you, Yosh.
Nice job.
Good position. Here, just a
little
later,
Joey. Your power is very good.
Do I need to get up close?
No, it's just here.
Here, you're going to move over. Good. All right, good. I'm no good on the corner.
I know. You want me to help you move over?
No, no, no.
Okay. Whatever you need.
Right where I am.
Yeah.
Oh,
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. I'd like to point out that there appears to be a video camera directed at the board, and there is from a member who has got a problem.
There's two of them, in fact. Fidelis and
I have said this before. Some of you know I have a great deal of difficulty when there's a lot of noise. I only hear out of one side. It's extremely difficult. I would greatly appreciate it if we could have one person talking at a time, both board members and listener audience.
We're at time on approval of the agenda.
Didn't we have a motion?
Yeah.
Did we have an offer to amend the approval?
I think it was there was no opposition to.
Yeah, what we do was
roll the tape.
Oh, that's right. So now we're at approval.
Okay, so can we
move
to the next item?
Yes.
Do
we have
now? The next item is...
Here, Ian. Yeah.
No.
Well, we could wait all day. I don't want you to say anything.
Okay, the next item is election of directors.
I would like to move that we defer approval of the minutes until our next meeting in February and have a brief delegates meeting to approve the pending minutes and the minutes of this meeting.
Second.
Okay. Any objections? Okay, now we will have election of directors. We're going to allow 1 hour for that.
Okay. All right, I'd like to move that we allocate 15 minutes for the staff director, and that be done first because they're going to be more time needed for the listener director.
And how much time do you have there?
15 minutes for the staff director election, and this is done first, and then we must go to the listener election. Listener director election.
So 35 for listening?
No, it's an hour altogether.
Well, but there's 10 minutes public comment.
15 plus 45 is
35 plus 10 minutes public comment.
Okay.
I would like to just add to that motion to allocate 5 minutes public comment for the listener, 5 minutes of the 15 minutes of public comment.
20 including 5 minutes.
No, 15 including 5 minutes. So 10 minutes nomination, 5 minutes of comment, and then 45 minutes total, but 12 minutes of public comment on the listener director. And then have a little bit of space there in case we need to expand time.
Are there any objections for that? Could we restate the motion? Can I hear the minute?
10 plus 5 for staff.
10 plus 5 for staff. And how much for listening?
Yeah. 30 plus 5. Then that gives us a little room if we need to 30 clicks in, and that gives us a little room to have, you know, in time or whatever on either one that we...
Ten minutes.
To spare, but we try to actually, since we went way over on the earlier part, that we actually try to pick up some of the slack on this one. In other words, instead of using the whole hour, that we try to make, you know, 10 minutes.
So if I were to restate this motion, we have is that we're going to have 10 minutes plus 5, and 30 plus 10.
Yes, sir.
Pardon?
30 plus 5. I changed it to 30 plus 10 to just try to be realistic about it.
Okay, 30 plus 10 for the...
Haven't
started the hour
running.
Until
we decide how we're going to
do that. Yeah, right.
Were there any objections to this?
Are there any objections to what's been proposed?
Amended the great motion.
Could you restate the motion for 10 minutes?
10 plus 5
for the staff,
30 plus 10 for the listeners. For the other three.
Are there any objections to that?
Second.
Oh, is it? Okay. There's no objection. Thank you. No objection.
Nominations have been.
Okay, hold on. Okay, Prescott, Lexa.
O'Brien. Luck.
That's for one position.
That's all we're doing right now.
No, I'm just saying to say...
This is for staff.
Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Should we ask if anybody has lost to decline?
We're not going to do this more. Okay, does anybody want to decline?
Three people want to decline.
Can I make a statement?
Yeah, can I?
I'll get back to you.
Go.
Okay, Jonathan.
Yeah, as the president director, I appreciate the nomination, and I know that there is quite a bit of support among the staff for my nomination on the PNB. However, I'm choosing not to run on the PNB and to continue to be a director on the PNB. If I could quickly say for a couple of reasons, this past year was my second year as a director. The first year, half of the year was spent arguing about the outgoing executive director. The second half of the year was spent arguing about bringing in a new executive director, you know, who then resigned, you know, shortly thereafter. I have found also, as this board knows, that because I made a public statement about it, I really object to the role that money has played in the elections in the Pacifica, in throughout Pacifica. I was really shocked to find that the role that it played in the KPFK election. And I brought a motion forward objecting to it. I took it to the national board. But what I found out on the national board is that other cities, indeed, although we did it the first time for KPFK, other cities, for example, in San Francisco and in New York, have been doing it.
Yes.
And on both sides of the aisle, it seemed to me, allowed a kind of a corruption to come into our governance process as though we were Democrats in elections. So I can't really point the finger at one faction or the other, because the reason I think the PNB did not address it seriously is that everybody was involved with it. And my personal view is it's corruption, and it allows factionalism, it supports factionalism in our government, it undermines people who are independent and who are not connected with factions to be involved in the PNBN. And for that reason, and the fact that the PNB right now is really bogged down in factionalism, I have tried my best not to be part of that. I've opposed the use of the building for the loan. And I'm also opposed to the hiring of consultants, bringing in spending our hard-earned listener dollar on consultants.
Excuse me.
But I feel as though...
Is it running or declining?
I feel as though... Excuse me. I've served for 2 years on the PNB. I think I can have at least 2 minutes to finish my statement, Sean. So based on those factors, I really feel as though my time is better spent elsewhere doing the programming. I will continue on the LSB as long as I think it's productive to be there and to represent both the paid and unpaid staff as well as I can, as well as the entire KPFK family. And I thank all of you who voted for me in the past and who have supported me going to the PNB, but I respectfully decline for all of the reasons that I've stated.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that I thank for the nomination. I don't feel that I have the time to devote to what's really involved. I understand it's endless conferences and meetings and travel. I don't think that's good. I would only say beyond that that if anyone on this board would have voted for me, that you would vote for Sean Case O'Brien instead of him.
And I'd like to add people who vote for me to vote for Sherry Gluck.
Okay.
Jonathan?
I want to thank you for the nomination, but I decline. As it is, the board takes a little more of my focus than I would like to away from the station and other things, and maybe next time.
Okay. Sean?
I came out of listener movement. I was a listener rep on this board initially. As many of us who were involved in that, we formed collectives after the hijackers were removed. And by the time the second election, I had put in the hours required and I could not run for the list, but it was the staff. I represented the staff. I turned to the staff as my constituents. I set up as a network for the unpaid staff. We communicate with each other at the same time as I tried to represent the paid staff. Some people have claimed that my problem is some people have said she'll drive you crazy, I understand. Others have said she's too detailed. I have been very successful in my professional and political activist life because I do pay attention to detail. Other people have said we know what our positions are. I do not know what my position is on things that have not yet come up. I know what my position is on the loan, I know what my position is on underwriting, and I know what my position is on outside consultants. One last statement, I'm passionate about things, but I do not lose control, and I do not become abusive. Thank you.
Due to the fact that I'm outspoken on most issues, most of you know where I stand on a variety of things. I will simply say that I'm against this loan. I would go to the national board to make sure that this loan stays off the agenda because I know it's been knocked down once and there probably will be an effort to bring it back. Also, I would go to the board to bring about real legal and financial transparency and accountability by making sure that we use some very simple common sense processes such as making sure that all legal and financial opinions that are brought before the board by our CFO, by our corporate counsel, are in fact in writing and properly cited so that we do have a paper trail, we do have transparency, and we can hold people accountable. If you want more accountability and transparency at the National Board, I appreciate your support. Thank you.
1 minute. Anybody have any questions for Tom?
I have a question. Can I be recognized?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to ask Sean how he feels his experience as a paralegal would help the Pacifica if he were elected to the PMB.
I think it would help me substantially. I know how to use a law library, and it does seem that there's a lot of confusion up at the board concerning legal problems. I know we've got a whistleblower policy that they're proposing that we're very concerned about because it appears to be more of a cover-up policy. Mm-hmm. So I think that my skills as a paralegal on a variety of those issues would be very helpful. We need somebody that knows how to use a law library. Proper.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. I'll go to the public in a minute.
Wait, well, I'll help you with this.
Ian was next on the set.
Okay. Ian. Thank you. And who's next, Chester?
Yeah, Member O'Brien refers to himself as being outspoken, but you know, it's not the quality of what you say, it's how you say it sometimes, and I am very concerned that a board that is so divided and explosive and, you know, and we've seen what happens in these meetings when people start getting out of hand. I can only imagine what that's like at the national level when you only see each other once every, you know, 2 or 3 months and everything's on a telephone call. I think it would be an incredibly bad decision to send Sean Casey O'Brien to the national board because of the effect that he's had on this board, which actually, you know, despite the fact that we didn't all get along, we used to get a lot more business done prior to his being put on this board. I think it would be suicide for this organization to send Sean Casey O'Brien to that national board at a time of crisis when we need calmer heads to prevail.
Is there a question in there?
That was a statement.
There you go.
I'm down to one.
Okay, Donna.
Don't we all?
No. I have Ian, then Margaret.
I don't want to make any personal attacks towards anyone. My question, and just a little bit, when I served on the national board, I found that because we didn't have a paid secretary who kept control of the motion so that when you come back to the next meeting, people didn't keep repeating the motion, that I think that was the single biggest obstacle for the national board. So I'm going to ask both of the candidates, what would they do if elected? Number one, do you agree with me? And if so, what do you think you can do to facilitate the running of the board by, particularly by hiring a secretary?
Yeah, well, number one, I totally agree with you. And I think that having a paid secretary would aid both transparency and accountability, because one of our biggest problems is we don't have a secretary, and without good minutes, you can't hold people accountable. So I agree with you.
I don't know, Donna. We're in a time of financial crisis. I don't know that I would immediately say we need to add one more staff person to the Pacifica Foundation. I think one of our problems is we have too many paid staff people at all levels. I think that we would have to figure out as a board how to proceed effectively and productively without spending even more money.
Thank you.
Margaret?
Yeah, I wanted to ask both candidates. A big issue, not only on the local station board, but on the national board, does have to do with factionalism. I think we all know that. It's very, very difficult to try to be independent within that kind of political context. And I know that at least one of you, I think, Sean, you are a member of this board as part of a particular slate. You've been passionate in supporting the issues that you support. And I have noted at least the time that I have been here, your votes tend to be as part of a block. I may be wrong, that may not be on every vote, so excuse me if that's the case. Sharna, I know that you have had experience in the women's movement for a very, very long time and active in the community, also active in support of Gaza, Palestine, etc. I wanted to ask you how you feel your experience within the community will be useful to your work on the board, but also to both of you, how you intend to move forward in an independent way and not be caught up in the kind of factionalism that happens on the board, and also what you would do concretely to really halt the use of money in the elections of local station boards.
Let's go first.
Let me say two things. My experience in my union is what I will point to. And I've made this clear at the last couple of meetings, I believe when the majority of this board, a supermajority, and particularly when it's unanimous, takes a position, that I am obligated to uphold that position. And that's how I've always operated in all my movement work. If I cannot agree, ultimately, I think I would have to step down. I think if we cannot uphold what this board decides on, at the very least, we have to abstain. Not if we're divided. I'm very concerned about the division. I've never been in an organization that has been able to move forward effectively with this kind of division. I've usually been in groups where we tried our best to operate with consensus. I have called before, and I think the PNB absolutely has to have someone come in, do some training, so that people learn how to communicate with each other, because you've been on this board too, maybe a therapist, as Raphael suggested. I find the factionalism extremely disgusting and unproductive. I have tried, some of you know that I was involved in one faction against many of you in the initial election. I have tried to be as independent as I could be and to represent the interests of particularly unpaid programmers, but also the paid programmers. So I look to my constituents.
Yes, Margaret, to your question.
Do we need the motion to extend time?
Extend by 3 minutes. Allow him to answer the question. I have
no, extend by 5. There's a few more people on the staff.
Okay. Second.
First, excuse my head cold, folks. I apologize. I have the sniffles here. To your concern about factionalism, Margaret, I noticed that we rarely vote the same way. Could I accuse you of being part of a faction? See, that sort cuts both ways, and we have to be very careful. In terms of increasing the... or campaign finance, that's what you were talking about. One of the reasons that the people on the quote-unquote slate had put out a slate is because we very foolishly outlawed the use of emails to communicate our campaigns and our platforms, okay? That was a foolish, foolish move because everybody should have been allowed to send their emails. It would have been free. It would have been fair. I would say, let us reinstitute that common sense approach. There was a third part, and I didn't get it. What was the third part, Marvin?
One had to do with dealing with factionalism. The other had to do with the campaign finance.
Right.
And Sharda, I asked her specifically about her work in the community and how that would strengthen the
good.
The
board. Well, I would like to see before the next election.
One other thing, though, in terms of factionalism, you made a note in terms of how my votes go. On the national board, my votes don't always go with one side or the other. It really depends on the issue, and that is really vital because we're talking about the national board.
I'm just talking about, I've noticed the votes on this LSB.
Yeah.
We rarely vote, and I wouldn't accuse you of being a part of a faction just because we rarely vote the same way. Also, if you want to increase diversity in our elections and KPFKs in the next election, I will really work hard to make sure that cards are run to increase more participation by people of color, disabled people, the whole lovely group that makes up the KPFK family.
Jonathan.
Okay, I have two quick questions for each candidate. The first one is, what would you do when the sense of the board on a particular vote coming up on the PNB is one way, but your opinion differs? And the second question is, what would you see as the top three causes of financial problems in this network?
You went first last time, correct? Give it to me again, one at a time.
Okay, no problem. The first one is, if you see the six of this board, the majority
of the board, right, correct. If there is a big unanimous vote or close to it, as there was recently, I would probably be part of that unanimous vote and would vote accordingly on the board. However, if at any point I, the PNB member, felt that the board was making a bad decision, I would say, first of all, the board voted this way. And I would then say, but as their representative, I want to tell you I have real concerns. So before I vote against anything the board wishes to send up, I'm going to inform everybody. You're never going to...
The question was, in that situation, how would you vote? Would you vote?
I can't imagine 99% of the time voting on the board.
Okay, Summer?
Okay, I guess this is more in line with...
Sure didn't answer.
Yeah, I thought he asked three questions to both of them, and I...
I'm not thinking time on the issue of how I would vote, because I think I explained that before.
As secretary, I'm trying to take some minutes here. I really do need people to complete their thought, whoever it is, whatever side it is, so that I can at least get into that.
Right.
So I understand there's time problems here, but we also, Margaret, in other words, let's be reasonable, if that's what we want. I understand there's some time constraints. We need to help me do the job.
When time happens, we have to call time. And
but you need to let someone finish
really
their sentence.
To keep the time. As secretary, you only have to record decisions.
Okay, let me make one comment. You allowed Margaret to speak again to it, and that ate up part of his time.
Okay,
well, I will...
And
I'll allow her to call time, and I will allow the person to complete the
complete the plot.
Time is up on the item right now, so I need a motion to extend.
Motion to extend, we've got a few more people on the stack, another 5 minutes.
That's
that,
Hank.
I'll put you in.
I don't want to be on.
I'm not going to take up the time of the first book because I think I adequately talked about it when I responded to Mark.
Quietly.
I couldn't agree.
No, that's why I asked the question.
Okay. I would not vote against the board. I would abstain. This is a divided board, and I don't think it's that often that we have unanimous or near unanimous votes. I would definitely not vote against something that was supported unanimously or close to unanimously by the board. At the very least, I would have said.
I have a point of order. So,
And then Jonathan asked what I thought were
the top three causes of Pacifica's financial problems.
Well,
if you have
three, I think if there are many. I don't think that the PNBs, any of the LLCs or the PNBs, have paid adequate attention to the way in which things have been transformed over the last, not just last year, the last 5 years. More and more positions were added to national office with the layoff. Maybe we're back to where we should be. I doubt it. More and more positions were added at every single station. So for one thing, we keep adding positions. For another thing, we are way behind in terms of tracking our listeners. Okay, Tom. I have a point of order.
I'd like to move that a special a rule be adopted for this meeting. Yoshi Yamanaka, who's a director, who understands the workings of the Pacifica National Board, has a prior engagement that he's obligated to attend. I'd like to move that he be allowed to cast his ballot at this time as a special rule for this meeting.
Are there any objections?
But we don't know for
who's running. Yes, we do. They've all been nominated.
Nominations are closed.
Both ballots?
Yeah. Okay, I haven't been by the 30th, right? Okay, how can both ballots be closed? Because they
had to be in by the 30th of last
month. The bylaws require.
Yeah.
The name's been read?
No, it's a violation of parliamentary rule.
Okay, I'm suggesting that we adopt a special rule so that he can vote as a PNB member before he leaves.
Point of information.
Let's take a vote.
Let's do it. Point of information, please.
Yes,
may be recognized. Is this for the staff rep you're talking about or for everybody?
For both.
I would support. If I could comment,
okay, I'm going to rule the motion out of order, but you can, I'm going to allow you to challenge it.
Okay, I will challenge it, but then what I'm going to do is call for the audience, which puts us forward in this meeting to where we should be by the adopted, that we move forward and that we vote on both the staff and the listener member. If we will not, maybe we cannot agree to allow the host to vote. Because we have to keep by our schedule on the agenda. So per Robert's rules, I move the orders of the day.
Okay.
The listeners have not had the opportunity. Is it a two-thirds
vote or something?
Yeah. Third?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a recommendation since the staff and listener elections are separate that we hold the vote on the staff elections, that we move to the listener elections, but that no one be allowed to cast their vote until all the listeners have had an opportunity to accept or decline to make statements. Jack Van Aken, for example, was a candidate. He has now resigned. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to sort out who are the candidates so people are clear on who exactly they're voting for, if we will have a replacement for Jack or what. So I think I appreciate the sentiment of it, and I would support having Yosh participate now in the vote for the staff rep, but I think we need to sort out the listener rep. If not, we're going to give short thrift to everybody.
Okay, I want to allow Yosh to vote on this also, and we will extend time.
Okay.